We have been conditioned to expect so little, told not to be demanding, not to seem needy. But what would happen if all the women in the world listened to Greg? If we all started insisting that men keep true to their word, treat us with respect, shower us with the appropriate amount of love and affection? I think there would be an awful lot of better-behaved men in the world. That's all I'm saying. And in terms of Greg's outlook on the world, well, I can give you incredibly valid arguments, backed up with statistics, flowcharts, and diagrams, for why my pessimism is the more realistic outlook to have. But will it make me any happier? That's where I'm at now, at 41 and still single. What are the points of view and attitudes that are going to make me a happier person? I'm already smart enough. I need a constant dose of happy now. If you are listening to this audiobook, chances are you are someone who has spent too much time with men who have given you too little, meaning you could use a little Greg voice in your head. What woman, really, couldn't use a man in her ear reminding her that she's smart and valuable and worthy and gorgeous and deserving of everything she ever wanted? Not a one. The world out there feeds us a lot of messages telling us otherwise. I think Greg's yelling at us so loud in the hope that he can drown out some of that other noise. I hope this audiobook was helpful to you. I hope it made you laugh a little in recognition. And I hope you find fantastic, healthy, life-changing love just the way you had imagined it, with perhaps a few surprises thrown in just for fun. Liz.